Rooted in Mexican tradition and infused with Texas food culture, tacos are some of Texans' all-time favorite foods. In the Tacos of Texas, the taco journalists Mondo Rayo and Jared Neese take us on a delicious taco tour around the state as they discover the traditions, recipes, stories, and personalities behind tacos across Texas. These taco journalists spent a lot of time in El Paso and met and featured over 15 El Pasoans in their book. Here to talk tacos with us are taco journalist Mondo Rayo and chef Raul Gonzalez from Ruli's International Kitchen. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Pleasure. Awesome. Thanks for having us.
So, Mondo, where did this idea, this wonderful and great idea, because I can't believe this is a job, I mean, that you created, but where did this come from?
Well, you know, I think part of it was it's an extension of our culture, definitely. I'm actually, you know, originally from El Paso. I live in Austin now, but I've always been the taco guy, and then my writing kind of expanded with blogging, our blog in Austin, taco journalism, and people always say, oh, you got to try these tacos over here, you know, in the Valley or in El Paso or in Dallas even, and it kind of grew from there, really, and we wrote our first book around the Austin taco scene, and then from the success of that, the University of Texas Press reached out to us, and they basically asked, well, what's next? And I'm like, well, we got to go big. We got to go to Texas. And so that's kind of the how the Tacos of Texas idea kind of came. We're like, we got to cover all the tacos that people are making or eating in the Lone Star State.
So I have to ask, where do you stand on the whole taco versus between Austin and San Antonio?
Oh,
because, you know, El Paso thinks they invented. Actually, I'll say we invented the taco. How's that? Yeah, where do you stand on that, Raul?
Everybody invented the taco.
I say so.
Yes.
Well, we can still throw a stone and hit Mexico. So I think that you know, by where we are in the on the map, I think we have that battle won.
and Raul, what's special to you about tacos?
Tacos are my first love. My great uncle in Parral had a little taco stand. So every time we went to go visit my grandmother, we would end up going to see my Uncle Checha. And eating tacos was the highlight of every trip I took to see my grandmother. And from there, I started making tacos out of whatever was on my plate. So tacos to me, it's just as comforting as comfort food gets.
And Mondo, how did you make the connection? I mean, you traveled the whole state. So how did you make the connection? Or how did you find these people within the areas? Because you kind of break down the book into West Texas, South Texas, Central, North, Gulf. How did you meet your taco experts within each area?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is actually everybody's a taco expert, to be honest.
I concur with that.
right? Everybody knows, like, the best tacos in their own town. And then, you know, my co-author and I, Jared, and I, you know, we love our tacos here in Austin, but we also love the Valley. And you know, we just get recommendations from so many places. And we know we're not the only ones that are, like, crazy taco fans out there. And so we know that there's at least 10 in each city, for sure. And so so we actually formed the Texas Taco Council. We formed a nomination. We had over 300 people nominate their taco knowledge and skill.
Wow.
And so with that, you know, we selected about 20. And with that, you know, they served as our local guides. And what are the favorite spots? What are the hidden gems? And even the ones that have kind of that cultural, historical value within their own city or region. But we also crowdsourced a lot. We asked online. We asked on Facebook. We asked the dishwashers where they go eat tacos after they're done with their chef.
That's right.
So for us, and like we had some idea of like, okay, we know we have to hit up, you know, these places because people know about them. But who are those smaller shops that are still undiscovered and people are kind of, oh, you got to go to that trailer over here, you know, across the freeway. I'm like, okay, does that have a name? No, it just says tacos on it. So we were there. those are some of the best ones, you know. They don't need like a fancy name.
Of course, people just know about them. So speaking of those, which one stands out to you the most as far as your underground taco scene?
For me, well, definitely it was in the Rio Grande Valley. Like when we were down there, even before we went down there, people were telling me, oh, you got to go to the Taco Mile because it's like this road, and it's a whole mile, and it's full of taco stands, so you got to go find it. And for some reason, when we were down there, nobody knew what we were talking about. But finally, we randomly ran into it, and then we saw it, and it was like, you saw the neon lights, it was dirt roads, and they were actually garage ports with trailers in the back. And when we finally got there, you know, one of the guys asked, well, what is this place called? I was like, no, pues aquí se llama La Calle del Taco. So we were basically going off the wrong name. You know, it's just, none of them really had a name. It's just like, okay, for bistec, you're going to go over here. For al pastor, you're going to go over there. And so for us, that was like, it was this in this like farm road, ranch road out there, you know, in the Rio Grande Valley. Was one of those hidden gems for sure.
And Raul, you're featured in this book, and you share two tacos with Mondo. Will you tell us about the ones that you shared with us?
Definitely. The ones in the book are the sirloin toreado tacos and the pork belly with toreado teriyaki. And these two tacos kind of showcase my love of Asian food and mixing it together with Mexican food. And I think they really speak to my style of cooking. And the sirloin toreado are offered at the restaurant every day. And the pork belly ones we offer as a special every now and then.
And rumor has it that if you're sitting at the bar at Ruli's and you happen to look on the wall, you may come across a secret taco menu.
Yeah, they're not on the regular menu. They're on the wall, and you have to just know about them.
It's within the visual range of like the beer, probably, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're kind of, you know, they go hand in hand, right?
They definitely do.
Taco in one hand, beer in the other one.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mondo, can you tell us about who else you met here locally? You have quite the cast and crew from El Paso. I mean, you got some good hits there.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. So the focus of the book is people and places, right? So mm-hmm. The places are obviously the restaurants, mom and pop shops, the chefs, taqueros, and for each of the cities that we were in, we wanted to also connect with local people that have a connection to the food, to the taco, but also local personalities, you know, people that you know by first name basis. And then, you know, for me growing up in El Paso, it was like, you know, for me, I still remember those names, Estela Casas and Rosa Guerrero. And, you know, and I mean, basically, I was like, hey, you know, this is the different types of folks that have been around. They're part of the local scene, but, you know, they're home cooks, too. They might do something professionally, but, hey, at the end of the day, everybody loves tacos. So we asked them, you know, we went to their homes. They cooked us up some tacos, and really, that's kind of the story of this book. It's the people told me the taco is the gateway to Mexican culture. and then you learn about these awesome stories about people's connection to the food. And that's really, like, for me, if you know people's connection to food, the culture, and the history, that taco is going to taste like 200 times better.
And speaking of that, you're going to be making a connection here in El Paso. You're coming through town with your book.
Yep.
And you've assembled some of the taconistas in your book. And you're going to be in town next weekend.
Yes.
At Memorial Park.
Yeah.
Will you tell us about that or what to expect?
So it's part of our book tour. Our style is, because we're doing tacos, we're not going to go do, you know, this quiet little event at a book signing at, like, Barnes & Noble. You know, in Dallas, we were in a vintage old theater. In Austin, we were at a, you know, a local taco shop. And then, you know, working with Chef Ruiz and Jesse Peña from Tacoholic, you guys are helping us organize this event, and basically it's a celebration of the community, of the tacos, and obviously, you know, we're going to have, you know, some pretty amazing tacos from, you know, local places, and, you know, like, just like those local places that are in the book, we're asking them to be a part of it, whether it's El Tacotote, Carnitas Querétaro, Chef Ruiz International Kitchen, Tacoholics as well. I think Jesse's going to do a discada. So for us, it's kind of a come-together celebration of our local food. And what better way than to, you know, whether it's a flour or corn tortilla, put some good fillings in there, some salsa, and go to town.
So can we taste your tacos there, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. I'll have my tacos there for sure.
It'll be a pork belly and torreado?
Yes.
And maybe some more? Or?
We'll probably do those two because there is going to be a lot of variety there. You'll be able to taste some of Jesse's from Tacoholics, some of his stuff, and some of the other vendors will take some of their signature tacos. So you'll definitely, if you love the taco, you got to join us from 12 to 4.
Next Saturday
at Memorial Park, yes.
And it's also a good opportunity to get your hands on the Tacos of Texas book, meet the local taconistas that are featured in that book, and just to have a good time is what it sounds like. Thank you all so much for being here. Today my guests have been Mando Rayo, author of Tacos of Texas, and Chef Raul Gonzalez from Ruli's International Kitchen. You can catch them next weekend at the Memorial Park Reserved Area between 12 and 4 p.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace, love, and taco grease. That's my sign off.